We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And good afternoon and welcome into the Fans and the Pro. I am not Mike Haas. I am certainly not Deuce McAllister, running back of his kind, that's for sure. I'm Christian Garrick, filling in for the fellas. They're over there in London. So time difference along with technology making it a little difficult for those guys to host the show. You will hear, though, plenty from Deuce and Haas this hour and next throughout the show. They give you their view from London, the London Lowdown. You'll hear that this hour and next. I got a couple of lines open at 504-260-1870. As you heard there on the Sports Flash, by the way, Charlie, did I tell him I was Christian, by the way? You heard in the Sports Flash from Charlie Long that Andy Dalton's starting Sunday for the Saints. Jameis Winston didn't practice all week. And this is why, I don't know if you remember, Charlie, jump in here if you do remember. This is why I said during training camp, Andy Dalton's signing might be the most important of the offseason. Here it is. Because whether it was injury or performance-based, I felt like Andy Dalton at some point was going to see the field. And I'm telling you now, if Andy Dalton, I don't care how good or how poorly Jameis Winston feels, if Andy Dalton leads this team to a win Sunday, and then the following week leads him to another one, he wins the job. He's going to take over. He'll be the starting quarterback going forward. And look, I think the Saints were kind of hoping that this would play out where Jameis would not be able to get on the field because of injury, and then that gave them a reason to take a look at Andy Dalton without having to basically say, hey, we're going with the other guy. I don't know why. It's the NFL, and you know they're all grown men, but nonetheless. So you're going to see Andy Dalton Sunday when the Saints battle the Vikings at 8:30 right here on WWL in London. And I want to know, you excited to see it? You think Andy Dalton's going to do well or not so well? 504-260-1870, I think he's going to do well. He doesn't have the big arm that Jameis does down the field, but he knows. This guy's played over 150 games, five playoff games. Yeah, but Christian, he didn't win a playoff game. That doesn't matter. That's not just all on him. But when he was with the Bengals, man, he had them consistently playing in the playoffs. Now, they didn't win. We're not asking Andy Dalton to win a playoff game right now. We're asking him to win a Week 4 matchup that the Saints need before they head back home from across the pond and even their record. That's all we're asking Andy Dalton to do. Oakenheart Jewelers talking text lines are open at 504-260-1870. All right, you will hear from Haas and Deuce next here on the Fans and the Pros. Fans and the Pro, excuse me. It's been a while since I hosted this show. This is the Fans and the Pro on WWL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fans in the Pro here, Christian Garrick in for the fellows. Haas and Deuce are overseas in London, getting you set for Sunday's showdown with the Minnesota Vikings. I'm Christian Garrick. And right to our Oaken Heart Jewelers Talking text lines, we find Hollywood. What's going on, Hollywood? And Thibodeau, you're on WWL on our Oaken Heart Jewelers Talking text lines.
Hey, Christian, how you making out?
Good, thank you.
Hey, we got good news. Finally starting Dalton. It's time to make that change. He was just too hurt, and he wasn't doing that great. I just hope he puts some fire in the team. We can't come out flat. We don't look good when we don't play with energy and swagger. We got to find something for a light, a spark plug. You agree with that, Christian?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part and parcel of what you're kind of getting tongue-in-cheek here with Andy Dalton. I think the Saints are not losing sleep over the idea that Jameis Winston's not going to be able to play Sunday. You get what I'm saying here, Thibodeau? I think, you know, they are – I believe them. I take them at face value when they say they are fine with Andy Dalton getting a call at quarterback. I think Andy Dalton's a better quarterback than Taysom Hill. I think he's a better quarterback than Jameis Winston.
I just hope Anthony Dalton have more consistent and don't turn the ball over like Winston does and make some better read of his first read and second read.
Well, just take what the defense gives you. Don't force anything. Right. Andy Dalton knows that. He's gonna say, all right, they're taking this away, but I'll take that. I'll take this. I think Alvin Kamara's going to be more involved now with Andy Dalton under center.
Yeah, let's hope so. And what you think about the Saints' defensive line? Where's Davenport and Jordan? What are they at?
Yeah, they gotta come up big. I mean, those guys are important pieces. Cam Jordan's a captain. Well, he's a star. The star's got to step up. And the stars being DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan, Tyrann Mathieu, Marshawn Lattimore. The stars have to start playing like stars.
I tell you what, they don't put too much pressure on Kirk Cousins with Jordan Jefferson and that other receiver, number 19 from Minnesota.
Adam Thielen?
Kirk Cousins is going to light us up.
Well, you just can't blitz him. The hope is that you want to get pressure on Kirk Cousins with your front four. Hollywood, thanks for the phone call. We'll go to Big Easy in New Orleans on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking text lines. Go ahead, Big Easy.
Yeah, hello, Big Easy. I just want to comment a little bit on your comment that you had made as it relates to the coaches and the consensus of the heartbeat of the people in New Orleans and the media, kind of hoping in a sense. I think he put it mildly, you know, how you want to kind of dress it up a bit. It was kind of hoping Jameis Winston, you know, either get hurt or play bad. But we never had this attitude or persona in us when Drew Brees was quarterback. And I hate to make it a black and white issue, but, you know, too many times too often it comes over the air as, you know, you're kind of one way with this quarterback and not this way with the other quarterback. But
Wait a minute, Big Easy. Hold on, wait a minute. Are you telling me, are you making this about race?
No, I'm asking you. Wait a minute. Are you making it about race?
No.
And if you guys are, no. Okay, great. Okay. Well, we both could do the wait a minute game. But what I'm saying is I'm hoping that's not the case, but that's the way it's come across. But I'm also hoping for the best interest of the team. Well, whoever is that quarterback, because I have zero against Andy Dalton. But you got to look at straight across the board. We have a porous offensive line. A pathetic, porous offensive line that has been playing way under their capabilities where they're supposed to be playing at. So I don't think it's just at the quarterback position. I think no matter who you're playing at quarterback right now, you're looking at a pathetic offensive line, and where the whole team has been playing real bad, offense, defense, and special teams.
Look, Big Easy, I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you in terms of it's not just Jameis, okay? It's not. Now, Jameis has been a part of the inconsistency, up and down play, but so has the offensive line, so has the defensive line, so has the special teams. I mean, I agree with you. Everybody has their hand, so to speak, in the cookie jar, if that makes sense. I agree with you, and we'll see if Andy Dalton does better or doesn't. Well, the only thing that I am trying to communicate is that Andy Dalton isn't a prisoner to the big play. Jameis Winston loves the big play, and Andy Dalton will sit there and say, all right, I'm going to take what the defense gives me. I don't know that Jameis is always willing to do that. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense, and I can accept that explanation and comment and statement better than the previous ones that have been made. Kind of leaning, you know, towards against, you know, Jameis Winston and then putting on a shoulder on his blame. But thank you so much.
Well, hold on. Before you run, Big Easy.
Go ahead, sure.
I just wanted to be clear. I wrote after week two when there were calls to bench Jameis, I wrote an article and I talked about it on the air. It would be unwise and unfair to do so at that juncture of the season. And they're not doing it. They're not benching him. It's because of injury. But I think there's a real risk that he might not get his job back even coming off of injury if Andy Dalton plays well. But I just want to be clear. I was a Jameis Winston proponent. I still am to a degree. I think he's very talented. But I think that there are some holes in his game that I'm not sure anybody's ever going to be able to get him out of.
I appreciate that. I just saw where Bobby Hebert specifically, I didn't want to call any names, has really been on his riding his back on the Jameis Winston play. And I just think it just has not only 90%. It sounds like to me that Bobby Hebert has been 90% on Jameis Winston as the fault, as having, you know, the bad play and it's not the whole,
Big
team
Easy.
As a whole.
Big Easy.
Big Easy. Bobby's a,
Bobby's a grown man. I don't have to defend him, but I can tell you that he has criticized the offensive line. He has criticized the defense. Now, he acknowledges, because he played the position, that position in general sometimes gets too much of the credit and too much of the blame. And he has high expectations because, look, we all should. Because we just saw a 16-year Pro Football Hall of Famer operate in this system for 16 years, and we know what the expectation is.
Right, and he's been doing it in that system for years, too. And he didn't just, right off the bat, the first couple of years, he didn't have a Pro Bowl statistic. I mean, there were games when even later on in his career he had 2, 3, and 4 interceptions. And, you know, but we're not exposing those things. I just hope if you're going to be a Saints fan, and then we're gonna be biased. I think we need to be careful on our comments that we're making as a whole. Go Saints.
Well, all right, thank you. All right, let's get the lowdown from London with Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to a special London edition of Fans and the Pros. Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister. Saints wrapped up their practice today. It's cold and rainy now, but didn't really impact their practice, and weather really didn't impact their practices all week. So, Deuce, the talk of the week was Jameis Winston, and today Coach Dennis Allen talked about that he is officially doubtful, did not practice at any point this week. I mean, there's no situation that you can see right now where Jameis Winston plays on Sunday.
No, I think tomorrow, with him being doubtful today on Friday, that he will be probably officially ruled out tomorrow. They have to make that distinction just with giving him a doubtful designation today. So I think tomorrow that he will be officially ruled out. There's a lot of things that come into play when you look at the overall injury. It's not uncommon for him to not practice on Wednesday. He had did it the previous 2 weeks, and it was basically to try to allow him to heal. But what Coach Allen said also was the healing process was taking a little bit longer than they had anticipated. And so with Jameis trying to feel better, and, you know, probably some of this as well, a 7-hour flight over from Carolina didn't help as well. So when you take all of that into consideration, just having him available, making sure that he's 100% healthy, and the team still has to play a game, I think that's really what you got as far as them probably making the decision to go with Andy Dalton and Taysom Hill.
And at practice Wednesday, because Jameis didn't practice, and Coach Allen said, don't think it's a huge deal. We expect him back on Thursday, and at this juncture, we expect him to play. And then when he wasn't there Thursday, it felt like the story kind of went up a notch, when really it didn't really have to, probably medically and physically, it was the same. But when he didn't practice Thursday, when I think the media at least expected him to, the story got bigger when really it just probably shouldn't have.
Well, I think, you know, he's a starting quarterback.
Right.
He's a starting quarterback, and he's been playing with vertebrates in his back that have been injured, or, you know, I don't know the technical term of it, but he's been playing hurt. So when he is at least not out there in a limited capacity, I think the story just gets bigger. I mean, but also to Pete Carmichael's and Dennis Allen, they both said it will depend on how he feels. I mean, and so I don't think that there was any deception in that matter, because they were telling the truth. It wasn't completely that they had ruled him out on Thursday, but, you know, you get up Thursday morning, you go through your rehab and do the things that you would normally do. And there's probably a situation that he probably has to do a certain amount of things that they feel comfortable with as far as the medical staff. And I don't know if that was the case, or, you know, just say, look, I can't do this, I can't do that. And at that point, the team really stepped in and said, hey, look, it's almost like we've got to protect you from yourself. Because as a player, I'm playing. And I want to help my team be able to go out there and win a football game. You don't train from March, go through camp, throws, travel, the hurt, and then, I don't want to call it minor, allow something minor to keep you out. You always think it's minor if I can't go out there and perform at a level that I feel like I could. And so that's really where the team stepped in and said, hey, look, you know, we're going to see how you feel. We're going to set some probably metrics for you to be able to achieve. And if you can't do it, then, you know, we're probably going to have to allow you to rest a little bit more, because we're in week, what, three, four?
Four.
We're in week four. You got a long way, a long season ahead. So, I mean, that's really where we are.
So enter Andy Dalton, who started playing in 2011, veteran, played with a year with Dallas and a year with Chicago before coming here. And probably every backup's prepared to play, but I feel like Andy Dalton in week one was probably as prepared as anybody, because we didn't know what Jameis' situation was going to be. His first time playing since 2021 in October. And then when he got banged up then, you thought by week two and week three that Andy Dalton, for a backup standpoint, is as ready as any quarterback to be playing, because he kind of felt like, I could go in at any moment.
Yeah, and as a backup, you always prepare yourself to be able to go in and play. I mean, I think the biggest thing from a change or things that you'll see different, you may not see as many deep shots as far as throws. They will still throw the ball deep, but it may be a little bit different, because you want something to fit your quarterback. And so let's just say that those plays are still in the playbook. You may not as call them as much, just because that may not fit what Andy wants to do. Now, he'll still throw the deep ball. A lot of that will depend on the wind and, you know, the matchups and different things of that nature. So you'll just tweak it to be able to fit your quarterback.
And Mike Thomas was the other one, did not practice this week. And we knew, I think, by yesterday, maybe even Wednesday when he didn't practice, that we probably were not going to see Mike Thomas.
Yeah, about Thursday. You know, Thursday was the day for Mike T, for him, just because he's dealing with that toe, that foot injury. And, you know, like you talked about, the weather conditions probably are not conducive for that. You want that to kind of heal up completely for his particular situation. With Jameis, we've seen him push through the injury that he has had. So, with the weather being what it is, as far as cold and maybe a little bit stiffer, to takes a little time to get going. You know, for both of those players, really, that's probably not anything unexpected.
But from players really coming back, at least from what we saw, and we see a very small sample of a practice, maybe 15, 20 minutes of some one-on-ones and some drills, nothing more than that. But look, and not going from the injury report, but if you looked at Jarvis Landry and Deontay and Traquan, from a wide receiver standpoint, that room, we'll have to wait and see. Nobody's been declared out.
Yeah, none of those guys are declared out. You know, obviously Jarvis is going to push himself to be able to go. And, you know, for Traquan, I think Traquan, his was a concussion. And with him, he's been pretty much participating. So you figure that he will go as far as Traquan is considered. And Deontay, you know, I think he's listed as questionable. He's been dealing with the foot, but he's been back there. So his will probably be a situation where it's a game, true game time decision. Hey, look, do you feel fine? Can you go? You know, we're going to need you. We don't have maybe the numbers. And so feel pretty good about both of those guys, really all three of those guys going. The one that probably is the biggest question mark is going to be Jarvis.
And from an offensive line standpoint, Andres Pete and his injury will keep him out. He will not play. And I believe Ramczyk is questionable. So you got two.
No, Ram will play. Ryan Ramczyk, he's going to play.
It's still the same elbow, right?
Yeah, I mean, he had two days of did not participate, but, I mean, his is more so rest and maintenance than anything. I mean, because you don't want to lose that right tackle. Andres will be down. He's been dealing with the concussion. He, I think, was limited on Wednesday and probably had a – I think it was a did not practice on Wednesday, a limited on Thursday, and did not practice today. So he's dealing with that concussion. Probably went out there, hey, you know, let's move around, let's see how you feel. Woke up today, and, you know, you never can tell how one's body will react to certain things, and, you know, just felt like, hey, look, I can't go. So Throckmorton has gotten plenty of reps at that left guard position. Was able to fill in for Andres Pete last year. So, I mean, you feel pretty good at least about that situation.
We spent a lot of time with the Saints offense. From a Minnesota defense standpoint, I've watched all three of their games several times. They handled Green Bay easily, it looks like, week one, struggled mightily in week two in Philadelphia. And they got behind against a very much improved Detroit Lion team, 14 points, but came back. This defense with Patrick Peterson, the LSU Tiger, the defensive secondary, I mean, every team has great athletes at this juncture. They're solid. There's nothing that jumps out to you numerically, statistically speaking, but they're just a very solid defense.
Yeah, for me, it's really the defensive ends. I mean, Danielle Hunter, what he can do, he can wreak havoc. I mean, because if you don't know where he is, Danielle Hunter, I mean, if you don't know where he is, he can be a problem for you. And so his ability to be able to get pressure, and then the other defensive end from originally from Baltimore, he's been banged up. He's been hurt a little bit. So they're really two, the bookends. You know, they have experience at the linebacker position. You talk about Harrison Smith, the safety, who's played a very, very long time, a very, very good player.
Harrison?
Yeah, he's been kind of banged up, missed some time for a concussion. I know he'll be back, and it's a good D. I mean, for them, for a while there, they were probably the toughest up the middle to be able to run. And, you know, those guys have a little bit more age on them as far as the backers and the safety. And so the Saints, for me, if they can establish the run and not allow them to be able to just tee off against your quarterback, then at least it gives you an opportunity or a chance to be able to maybe stay in that football game.
Minnesota plays a 3-4. So, but you see that you talk about these edge rushers are really linebackers, sometimes standing, sometimes.
Yeah, I mean,
they're just athletes.
Well, it's athletes, but you just turn it into a four down.
Right.
I mean, so you just, even though structurally it may be a 3-4 defense, you turn those stand up guys into defensive ends. And now from an offensive line and a quarterback and a running back position, that's how you're able to deviate and count them as far as how you want to block them, et cetera.
All right, that's the Saints offense, Minnesota defense. A little later, we'll talk about the Minnesota offense against the Saints defense. Fans and the pros, we're back a little later in the show.
Thank you, Haas and Deuce from London. We'll step away and come back. This is the Fans and the Pros here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, back here on the Fans and the Pro. I'm Christian Garrick, filling in for Haas and Deuce. You'll hear plenty from them next hour as well. Two big segments with them breaking down the matchup between the Saints and the Minnesota Vikings. Here's Steve Geller, Saints sideline reporter, with the London mashup.
Well, a week of practice in jolly old England has wrapped up for the Saints as the team arrived overseas on Monday to get themselves acclimated to their new settings. Specifically, the time change as London is 6 hours ahead of New Orleans. But Sunday's likely starting quarterback Andy Dalton's played overseas twice already, and both times he arrived with his team on Friday, just like the Minnesota Vikings did.
I mean, I definitely feel more adjusted now than I did coming in on Friday. So there's different philosophies with it all, and yeah, I feel good. I feel like I've adjusted to the time zone and everything, so I feel good about where I'm at.
Saints trainers did not feel good about where Jameis Winston was at, holding him out of practice all week due to his back and ankle issues. Now, even though he didn't take a single snap at practice, Winston is listed as doubtful, not out. Head coach Dennis Allen stressed that if Dalton does indeed start Sunday, it would not be due to previous performances from Jameis.
This is purely a medical decision, you know, in terms of whether or not he plays or not. And I think, again, you look at this as a long season, and, you know, you don't want to just continue down the same circular path, you know, each and every week, you know. And so I think part of, you know, this week, him missing practice this week was a lot about trying to get the rehab and get him healthy.
Now, also not healthy and out week four, receiver Michael Thomas, safety Marcus May, and guard Andrus Peed. Meanwhile, running back Alvin Kamara is questionable due to a rib issue and was limited all week in practice. Receiver Jarvis Landry is also questionable for the game due to an ankle issue that he suffered against the Panthers. The fleur-de-lis will have to contend with Vikings star Dalvin Cook, who separated his shoulder last week, but he's been taken off Minnesota's injury report and will play against the Saints. Safety Tyrann Mathieu has big time respect for the dual threat running back and an offense that has other dangerous weapons to be wary of.
Dalvin Cook has, you know, always been one of my favorite backs. You know, just his speed, the power, you know, his explosiveness through the hole. You know, I think anytime he's able to get to the second level, you know, I think he becomes a real threat. And then too, I think, you know, just the weapons that they have outside. You know, they get Irvin Smith back, so, you know, he'll be a guy that we have to focus on, you know, from the tight end position. But, you know, I think Kirk Cousins, too, I think he's a great quarterback, you know, especially when he's in rhythm, you know, he's on beat. So, yeah, I think this offense, you know, people probably see him statistically and they don't think that good. But when you turn on the film, you realize that, you know, it's about five or six guys that you have to account for. So, like I said, we'll have our hands full.
Another one of those guys to account for is former LSU stud Justin Jets Jefferson. Saints fans don't want to see him doing the gritty in the end zone this Sunday, but he's had limited production the last two games after he torched Green Bay week one for 194 yards and two scores. Saints head coach Dennis Allen knows they've got to be aware of where Jefferson is on the field at all times.
Yeah, look, he's a hell of a player. And so you got to give a lot of attention to him. They move him around in the formation. They do a lot of different things with him. It's a difficult challenge to try to limit a player of his ability.
Now the Saints need to limit their penalties and, more importantly, turnovers. They lead the NFL with 9 giveaways, which is always a momentum killer. Now over on defense, the unit has 3 fumbles recovered, but no interceptions. Defensive end Cam Jordan wants to add to that total starting this week.
I've always said defense wins championships, so we have to be who we think we are on defense. If we can create one turnover, we can create more. You know, 3 and outs are nice, but we can start creating more turnovers. I'm going to emphasize more turnovers. We start scoring touchdowns on our side. We're going to end the games a lot more efficiently, if you will.
Hoodats have been worked up after 2 straight losses, but a 1-2 record is far from being a death sentence for this team with 14 more games left to play. Turning things around this week would bring them back to even. And then there's back-to-back home games in the Caesar Superdome ahead. Now, Minnesota leads the all-time series against the Black and Gold with 19 wins and 12 losses, but the Saints have taken the last 2 meetings. Heave-ho, let's make it 3 in a row come Sunday's 8:30 kickoff on WWL Saints Radio. With the Saints in London, Steve Geller, WWL Sports.
Saints sideline reporter Steve Geller, great job in our week that was in London. as we continue to talk Saints and Vikings on the Fans and the Pro on WWL.
Christian back here filling in for Deuce and Haas. They're overseas across the pond in London getting ready for Sunday's matchup between the Saints and Vikings. You will hear, though, from Deuce and Haas twice next hour, breaking down the matchup. If you're on hold, sit tight. We're going to carry you over into next hour. You guys will lead off next hour. If you want to jump in the conversation, 504-260-1870. Also, LSU and Auburn tomorrow night at 6 p.m. on the Plains. Join me and Herb Tyler tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock for the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. We'll take your calls and break down that matchup, one of which LSU is favored by 9 points over Auburn. This could be a pink slip kind of game for Coach Harsin of Auburn. If he loses and loses badly, they will likely run him off after the game. 1 hour down, one more to go, then it is the Brian Kelly Show here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.